All right. Welcome back to Talking Sack. We did not film or not film. We never filmed this. We didn't record last week because Liz had the donkey flu, unfortunately.
Yeah, it did happen. It was not ideal, but better than the monkey pox that's been going around my
That's
donkeys,
true.
so.
That's true. But Liz is all better now. And we're
Right.
nice and ready for this week in NASCAR, which is good
That
because
is true.
this last race was kind of funny. And
I
I
thought
guess
it was a
it's
pretty good one, especially for Kansas. I feel like Kansas is getting better. Like the last three or four Kansas races have been pretty good since that one where Joey just blocked Kevin Harvick for like 50 laps. It's
Yeah.
been pretty good
The
races.
race was actually really good.
Yeah.
It was a very funny race for a couple reasons. One, because Erik Jones was in the pit stall for like an hour trying to get the
That
same
was
tire.
very funny.
Yeah, it
Yeah,
was the
they
funniest shit ever.
cross-threaded a tire or something.
Yeah,
Just got, well, it's.
they cross-threaded the one bolt on
Yeah.
the
Yeah, and if you do that, there's no easy out.
No, so they spent a good 20-30 minutes. Most of that was caution
Under your
time,
ala, yeah.
luckily. But they ended up just cutting, I think, the entire wheel off the car and then just
That
replacing
is correct.
it. That was very funny.
That was good time. Everyone enjoyed that. Kurt Busch won the race.
He had a the Jordan paint scheme. It was kind of cool. It had
Yeah.
like shoe pattern on the side of it.
Right. No, that was sick. The Toyotas dominated. I mean, Bubba might have had the fastest car.
I was gonna say if it wasn't for the one
The three,
crew
he
member,
had three major penalties.
if it wasn't for the one at the end where the crewmate just threw the fucking tire in front of the
Right.
car,
If that didn't happen, he probably gets top three.
yeah, because he was
So,
fifth going into that, and
yeah, and
then
was just like, don't lose me spots.
yeah,
And
and then
then,
they lost him all of the spots. And I yeah,
right.
he at least would have got top three. His team ended up winning. Just and
Right.
in general, the Toyotas had the
Good.
best day out
Yeah.
there.
I mean, there are six Toyotas in the field. They all finished in the top 10. That's pretty good, in
Yeah.
my opinion.
Which is good because they definitely needed it because Toyota has
Yeah.
not been doing amazing this season. So
Well, I
they
mean,
got their
now they're
second
only
win.
third.
Third, right. I forgot about
And
that. I forgot about
yeah.
Kyle winning Bristol.
Right. So Bristol third. Yep. So good stuff. Denford had his best run in a, it's other than his win the whole season.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Good race overall.
Yeah. And then, so this weekend we got the All-Star race, which should be kind of fun, but nothing consequential, so.
I mean, and Texas is not. You hope the new car fixes it, but the truck race tonight was not very interesting.
I didn't
I
watch the truck
heard so.
race. I wanted to, but.
I read on Twitter it sucked ass. So
Which is
I
never a good thing.
didn't know, especially for a truck race. Usually they're at least, there are
Yeah.
crashes and shit. So.
I watched last week's truck race when friend of the show Zane Smith won. So
That
that's
was
always good.
good. We were all very proud of him, especially those of us that had money on it.
I don't bet on truck races, mostly because I don't trust myself, but
Well, every once in a while, I see who is in the race and things of that nature, and I bet Zane.
yeah,
So.
it's like it's a Zane week.
So
Yeah.
that was one of them. It was $3. So.
Oh well, I mean, you're not really losing anything on that, so you're probably fine.
Exactly. So in conclusion, go Zane Smith.
And
All
next week,
weekend.
or the next real race is Charlotte for that Coca-Cola Speedway race that everyone
600,
watches.
yeah. Longest race of the year, Memorial Day weekend. Big deal.
400 laps, 600 miles. Everyone loves
Yeah.
it.
200 laps.
Huh? Is that
What?
400?
No, it's not. That would be like a quarter mile speed, or a mile speedway or something. Mile and a
Liz,
quarter.
how long is Charlotte?
A mile and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they go,
400 laps.
400 laps in your dreams.
Liz, how. Liz, please do math. Liz, please.
No.
Liz, I'm begging you to do
math
basic
is
math.
fake. Math is fake. Sorry, I was looking at the truck race. Okay, it's 400
Yes,
laps.
it's
Makes
400
it
laps.
fake.
God damn it, Liz.
Makes it
Yes, so
fake.
it should be fun. We
Yeah,
will talk
Charlotte.
about
That's
that
always
more
a good
next
one.
week if we
With the
record.
four. Yeah, if with the four. And then we're going to the goddamn race.
Yeah, we're going to the World Technology 750 whatever fucking in St. Louis.
Yeah, where
Everyone's real
is the
excited.
world? Is, yeah, everyone's going, we want the race. We want the race. There's a chance all of
We
the.
will be there for 3 straight days of high octane racing action.
Right.
Who's to say how much of it I'm aware of by the end of the weekend, but
Right. Well, these things happen, you know. It's
yeah.
the tough world out there.
Yeah, it's what happens when you put a race in Illinois.
Right. Especially one with so much, gambling and fighting and fight gambling. It's a tough scene, you know. So
Yeah, the
we're
racetrack
all
is
very.
near St. Louis, but that's just St. Louis is basically Illinois without the rules, anyways.
Yeah. So. Less legal gambling, less legal weed, but yeah. More illegal weapons, and you can point things at protesters and shoot whoever you want. That's what the law
They
says.
let you do it in Missouri.
Yeah, so thank God for that, because I'm going to shoot Rob O'Neill.
Yep. Rob is
That is a
going with
promise.
us. We'll
Yep.
see. After Rob
Yeah,
ducked me at the Royal Rumble.
he'll actually have to hang out with you.
Just
Too bad.
an
I
all-time
hate
bad
to see it be you,
vibes
right?
weekend.
So there's $1 million on the line at the All-Star race.
Yeah.
Last year, Kyle stunk up the fucking show. Kyle Larson.
Yeah.
Just not very. It was very obvious he was the fastest car. It'll be interesting this year to see what, you know, occur if it's a closer race, more like you would expect to see at this sort of event. I mean, the last two All-Star winners have ended up being champion, so think about that, Ross.
Yeah,
If you
this is the
go into
Ross
this race,
Chastain weekend.
yeah,
Or some
I
fucking
mean,
weirdo like Eric Jones is gonna win it or some shit.
right. Well, you know, I think it's a good, if you are interested in that sort of thing, one. $1 million is nice. You don't get
Yeah.
all of it, obviously, but you get, you know,
Taxes and whatnot.
a hat. Well, and you have to pay some of it as a bonus to your team,
Yeah, of
but
course.
you get $500,000 or whatever. So that's
Yeah,
good.
it's still
But
money.
yeah, money is good.
Money is nice in this capitalistic society that
Exactly. So
we
given the capitalist hellhole to which we are all
live
subjected, it, you know, it just it so you get that, but also, like I said, the last two All-Star winners have been champ. So, you know, if you are Ross Chastain, that's a good way to stamp it. I'm here. I am just as good as
Yeah.
anybody else, you
And
know,
I
because
mean he might be the best like driver out, or he obviously doesn't have like the best like car, but it's not like it's that much worse than like Hendrix is.
right.
But like he might be the best like pound for pound driver, whatever the fuck
Oh yeah,
the NASCAR
absolutely.
term would be, but
I mean, he's driving as well, you know, equipment neutral as anybody in North America right now
yeah, of
overall.
course. Auto
And
sports in general, really.
yeah, so I think it's also interesting just because it's like, okay, we were at Kansas. Texas is fairly consistent with
Yeah.
Kansas in some ways. It's the same length and things of that nature, as in Charlotte. So
Maybe
it's like, okay,
maybe this is the Kurt Busch year.
yeah,
Maybe he's
or
gonna
you know,
yeah.
the Toyotas just in general are going
Yeah.
to show up the next couple. So I think that's an interesting story to watch. Ford is nowhere. We're all very happy about that.
How many Fords won 2 races this year?
Yeah.
Logano and the one Briscoe won.
Yeah, Briscoe. Oh, they won the 500 too.
Oh, Cindric, yeah.
Yeah.
I always forget about this 500.
Well, it's so random, especially the last two.
Yeah, it was Cindric.
When Denny wins, it's like, oh, he's the 500 champion. But yeah. when it's
Cindric, well, Cindric's at least like in a good car and is a decent driver, whereas Michael McDonald or McDowell is a very average driver in a very average car.
I mean, what he's 24th in points right now, Mike McDowell. That is behind Chris Buescher, Bubba Wallace, Justin Haley. So he's tied with Justin Haley in points.
Yeah, for sure.
So
at least.
You're a big Haley guy, I know.
I'm a very big Justin Haley fan. He's
probably the biggest.
Probably the only Justin Haley fan. He's been very consistently good this year. He got a top three 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
He's a solid driver, no, for sure.
Yeah. I can't be picking big winners every week. Last week, I don't remember who'd you pick to win. I picked Tyler Reddick. I think you – didn't you pick Cindric last week? Or Blaney?
No,
you picked Blaney last week.
I picked Blaney, and they both sort of – well, Reddick was like five laps down by the end of the race.
Yeah, because he hit the wall like four times.
Yeah. That's how it's been going for him. But so I was like, won.
Yeah. Yeah, you did win, so it's up to 8-5, I think.
Yep.
Me 8, Liz 5. I pick Tyler Reddick a lot of the weeks just because he's bound to win one eventually. He's always either so close or just
and
gets really unlucky.
I mean, us choosing Blaney and Reddick is almost a parody of this show.
Yeah, because that's who we normally pick. But the weeks we don't record, I don't feel as required to pick like a weird pick because it doesn't matter.
Right. But you still chose Reddick this week.
I did, and I lost, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Did you want to do a pick for the All-Star race? It probably won't count towards our thing, but we can do it anyways.
Yeah, no count towards the thing, but the winner gets $1 million. I'll say that I think it'll be Ross. I think Ross is going to stomp him.
I'm going to go for like a weirder pick, and I'll go Chris Bell. Not necessarily a weird pick, but weirder.
Is he even in the main?
Is he? I guess one sec. Let me look at the roster. I'm probably being stupid.
Because he might have to make it through the... That's the only thing you don't want to do is choose somebody who's not going to make the main event.
Let me.
Okay. So the entry list as is, he is not in. Oh, okay. No, he is in. He is.
Is
in.
He? I was going to say, I'm not super.
He's won recently enough that.
Okay.
So.
Is it like the last like 20 winners or some shit?
It's all the winners from last year and this year. So far.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, I'll pick Chris Bell. But I'm never super sure how the All-Star race works. I just assume everyone who's in, like, the top 16 is probably in the All-Star race.
Right.
But
if Toyota is running well, you know, then it's...
Yeah. Well, is it... So is it, like, everyone that's won and then, like, a fan vote for, like, who else?
There is a fan, and then there's the open. So
that's right.
Win
yeah.
each stage, and then the race itself.
Yeah, for being as big of a NASCAR fan as I am, I cannot name you a single All-Star race I've watched.
You didn't watch the Bristol one?
I don't think I did either. I think it's very much like the NFL. Actually, the NASCAR All-Star weekend is much better than like most. Sports All-Star weekends.
Well, at least they have, you know, competitive races going on. There was the truck race tonight. There's Xfinity tomorrow. That's fun. And, you know, the $1 million adds a spicy take to it.
I think worst All-Star format in any sports is the NFL, and I don't know if it's necessarily close.
Well, football just doesn't lend itself to...
No, it
does not.
I think
since NBA added the draft and the, like... You race to, you know, first to this score in the fourth quarter. Since they've gone to that, it's been pretty good.
Yeah. Baseball All-Star breaks usually kind of fun. It's mostly just like the home run derby when it's good.
The home run derby is cool. The celebrity game where guys get stabbed is fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of things are... very interesting, if you put it that way.
Yeah, it's so the NASCAR one's pretty good for what it is. There's at least competitive races, like you said, but
And $1 million on the line.
Yeah. Put $1 million in the all on the football all-star game. People might start playing.
Well,
they
I
did
think
for a
the
while,
thing
didn't
is
they?
there, it'd be te- I mean, it you that used to be the best attended game every year. Wasn't the NFL championship. It was the college all-stars versus the pro all-star game. Would get the most people would come out. They would, you know, pack Soldier Field with, you know, 75,000 people. And the Bears were averaging less than 20 over at Wrigley. So.
Yeah, for sure. I remember seeing like a little bit ago, or not a little bit ago, it's probably just like in January. The people really want there to be like a different all-star format or just like anything else so bad that they were like, oh, we should have like the winner of the USFL play like the worst team in the NFL or some shit, or have like the two worst teams play for a pick, which both of those ideas aren't like so like the first one is obviously very bad. Like that game would be almost unwatchable.
The NFL team A has no real reason to play hard, but also would just cream them.
Yeah, it wouldn't even be close. The right. second option, where it's like the bottom two teams play for the first pick, isn't like the worst shit ever. It's just
but
like
the players just don't have a lot of incentive, and if
no.
they're not, you know. Anyway, I don't think that's the best way either.
No,
I
what,
think
yeah, it's not great.
I think the all-star, you know, football thing should just be they name a team and they play 7-on-7s in Hawaii or something, where
yeah.
the or linemen are the quarterback in a 5-on-5 game. Of touch football.
Honestly, do like a flag football tournament where
like
like
five on five
top
teams,
four
yeah.
vote getters get to pick like teams.
Yeah. But you know, and you can't play your position.
Yeah. That would actually be kind of funny.
That would
and
be
I think
incredible.
It would at least be something that I would want to like watch. I would
Right.
love to watch like Lamar Jackson play wide receiver and get passes tossed to him by fucking
Right. And
Zach Martin.
Right, and it's not like people won't get hurt in the real Pro Bowl, so it's not like, you know, okay. So it'd be fun.
Yeah, and you don't have to come either. Most people don't anyways.
Yeah, so you,
it'd
no,
be a fun
you
time.
Don't have to watch it. You know, Kobe might not die during the fucking game, you know, all kinds of shit.
Yeah, I mean, we can't promise you Kobe won't die during the game, but, you know.
It's happened once. It might
happen. It might happen again.
But, yeah. We're trying to be optimistic on this show as usual, you know, unlike most of the dour news you hear in this workaday world as we float towards Armageddon.
Yeah, I mean, the Judgment Day is coming, so we really might as well get on board anyways.
Right.
When Judgment Day comes, where will you be, Liz?
At the compound, hugging some donkeys.
Hugging some donkeys. Last day on this planet. Got to get those donkey touches in.
That's right. I love them donks.
Big fan
they,
of them
they,
donkeys.
Yeah, they lick my arm, and then they're good friends of the good people, you know.
Got to be careful with that one.
Sure do.
Do you want to talk about how you were on TMZ?
I was on TMZ, that is true. So, I made a joke on Twitter on a TMZ article, and somebody from that same said company hit me up as like, hey, do you want to be on TMZ Live? Do you want to be on it? Which is a syndicated show.
It sure
TMZ
is.
Live, yeah. So, anyway, they hit me up and were like, I was like, well, fuck it, sure. So I did a 30-second hit about Rihanna and how I'm glad she can smoke again and how the Mets suck.
Yeah, that's big.
Yeah, that was fun. It aired yesterday, which was the 19th, and it's up on their website if you ever... I want to check it out and see what my face looks like because
yeah,
they
I was gonna
to
say
it's very funny because they hit you up over Twitter, and they're like, add me on Skype. And then they just Skype you all these instructions. They're like, do you want to talk about this? Do you want to talk about that? Do you want to talk about this? Do you want to talk about that? And they're like, okay. And then you hit it, and then there's this producer. They call you, and there's this producer lady in the air is like, hey, there. Okay, you move your iPad or whatever. She's like, okay, perfect. Bye. She's like, okay, when you go live, I'm going to say, go. So you're basically watching the show for like 5 minutes. And then you're like, okay, I think this is my, hey, you're go. It's like, okay. Because they film it in 40, but it airs in an hour. I don't think it's actually live anywhere, ironically.
But, yeah, I doubt it.
But because even here it airs at 1 o'clock and they finish filming at 12:40. That's mountain time. So you know, I don't think it's live anywhere. But it is interesting, and it was fun to do. And they said they'd have me back. So I'm.
That's awesome. Do they pay you? Like that.
They didn't pay me. I don't give a shit. I'm paying donkey money.
I have seen, like, some people get, like, DMs where they're like, oh, we'll pay you to be on the show or some shit like that. But I don't really understand it. No, I would love to be on TMZ either way. TMZ, if you are hearing this, I will be on your show. I will talk about anything as long as I get a plug my Twitter. So,
right.
All's in your court.
Right. I didn't get to plug my Twitter, so I doubt they would grant you that.
I'll wear the Robert O'Neill eating soup shirt.
I wore a Liv Morgan shirt, but I don't think you could see it on the broadcast. No,
so you're a keen-eyed viewer.
Right. You would have to know what you're looking at, or else you think it's a Black Flag shirt.
Yeah, and it might have been. You really can't tell. You just got to take your word for it.
Yeah, you have to. You know, I don't like Black Flag. Why would I like Black Flag?
Henry Rollins off soft pudding. I don't care for it.
Yeah, he's a loser. He's a loser and a hater, Jackson.
That is easy. I don't know. I don't fucking know anything about Henry Rollins. I know he's like what Seth Rollins based his name off of. Or the fuck.
Weak. Weak morally.
That's what's up. Is there any bands you like hate?
Just absolutely despise?
Yeah, I don't know. I assume there's at least one.
I mean, Train is pretty fucking terrible.
Yeah, Train is up there.
Train might be the worst band in history. I almost respect them for it, though.
Yeah.
So.
I don't. Yeah, I know what they're doing. Like they're making like generic like mom rock.
Yeah. The other thing is that okay, you say it's super generic, but you can pick a Train song out of there's nothing like that.
Yeah, well, so the thing is like with I guess generic isn't necessarily the word I was looking for.
It's the lowest common denominator.
Yeah, it's low effort is what I was trying to say, not necessarily generic. Does it look like I don't think any of them are trying that hard. And if they are, they should be ashamed of themselves.
it's pretty, you know. So I'm a Train. It's pretty dreadful. Who else fucking sucks? Megadeth. I fucking hate Megadeth.
I'm just not good. I don't mind AC/DC as much, but I really like I can't listen to them for more than like 3 minutes at a time without getting upset.
Well, they are what they are.
Yeah.
You know, they have no like great songs. They just have sort of like stadium bangers.
Yeah, which is fine. And all their songs sound the same, but at least they know that.
Very similar deal. I mean, the band I hate the most relative to society, you know, because a lot of people don't like Train or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the band I dislike most relative to society is probably Red Hot Chili Peppers. You know,
I like the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Well, there you want to talk about song bands where every song sounds the same.
depends.
Does it?
I think each album sounds the same. But like, as far as like individual, like, I mean, like, I can tell it's a Red Hot Chili Peppers song, I guess. Beep bop ba doop ba doop ba doop bop. You know,
Yeah,
things of
so
that
you know,
nature.
yeah, exactly. So they fucking suck. You're right.
Yeah. I like them a lot. I don't know why, but
Terrible. Worst
they were
band in
my
history.
first concert, I think.
Worst band in history. There's never been a worse band.
I don't like Kiss. I think Kiss is very bad. I think Kiss is
Kiss is
objectively really bad.
okay. So
I get
here's the
I'm sorry,
thing.
not
Here,
objectively.
I've.
Nothing's necessarily objective, but I think they
I
sound awful.
so here's the thing about Kiss. They have three or four pretty darn good bangers, one of which is a Ace Frehley solo release, but that doesn't fucking matter. But also, you're right, they fucking blow.
They
But
are awful.
also I kind of love Kiss. So
I only kind of like Kiss because of the movie Role Models. You know what I'm talking
yeah.
about? Okay, I only there's a movie called Role Models, for those that don't know, where the there's like a through line in the movie about how one of the characters really likes Kiss and has like a Kiss pinball machine. And then
I
there's all
played
there
on a Kiss pinball machine. I've
I
done
think I
that.
have too, because I think there's
Terrible,
one at
yeah.
the there's one at a bar near my house.
Yeah.
And there's a second through line where this other kid like LARPs. And so the climax of the movie is the four main characters of the movie dress up as Kiss and LARP as Kiss. Or they LARP
Yeah.
they LARP, but you
They
know the fuck I'm
do,
saying. Yeah,
yeah.
just watch
Yeah.
Role Models, it's actually
Yeah.
really good.
This is all a movie. But no, that's a. I think the thing with Kiss is a true Kiss fan admits they kind of stink,
Yeah.
especially past, you know, song three and a half. It gets pretty rough. There's a line they have in one of their songs. She's my bread. She's my water. She must be the devil's daughter. Make you think. It's not high. High-end art, and that's
No,
fine. There's no, you know,
they love talking about Detroit
because, yeah,
and
sex,
fucking women.
yeah, and being Jewish and all kinds of
All
state of
kinds of
Israel,
lovely things. Gene
yeah,
Simmons has slayed so much poon. Just an insane amount of poon. You know, it's
yeah. There's a joke in Family Guy
yeah,
that him and
where he has
Lois have
the
a thing,
counter
yeah,
t-shirt.
yeah.
That's a
So,
funny bit. I remember that bit.
yeah, makes you think, dude.
It does make me
So.
think. One band that a bunch of people don't like that I kind of have like a soft spot for is like Nickelback. I kind of like Nickelback, not
Oh
in like an
God.
insane way. And I've also like worked myself into a shoot about kind of liking Creed.
Oh God. So the thing about Creed is they are over the top.
Yeah.
You take a song like Higher, it's just like, oh my
It's
God.
really not great, but
No, it's completely over the top. Scop Stapp is a piece of shit. But
female. Yeah, it's
it's
this
not good. Yeah.
people the way people feel about Creed is like how I feel about AC/DC for the most, where everyone's like all the songs sound the same and they're over the top, and it's like, yeah, that's kind of how I feel about
Yeah.
AC/DC. I also really like Pearl Jam, and I know people have the same complaint about Pearl Jam that they do about Creed, except the difference between Pearl Jam and Creed is that the people who are in Pearl Jam are actually good, like, artists.
Well, the singing especially is much better.
Yeah, people always
So,
equate it to, like, the weird throaty thing,
yeah.
but, like, Eddie Vedder is, like, so much more talented than Scott Stapp
Right.
is that it's not even
And
funny.
yeah, and it doesn't feel like he's doing a bit.
Yeah.
Scott Stapp, it often feels like he's kind of doing a bit down to
Yeah.
the, you know, oh yeah, we're not a Christian band, we're a band of
Yeah.
Christians thing, which is a thing you heard all the time around 2002.
Yeah.
Like a third POD did the exact same fucking thing.
Yeah, and like, what the fuck's the other? Like, some of them actually like admitted it. Like, what's the one like Switchfoot and
Yeah.
I don't remember what the other one's names
Jarclay.
are. Yeah, Darkly, shit like that.
Or
Flyleaf, is that one
Fiaquai,
of them?
yeah. There were
Like,
a lot of them.
yeah, just shit like that. But what was I gonna say? Some people always like, I guess like the Creed musician, not the music, like the instrument players
Yeah.
are more talented. They were in like Alter Bridge or some shit.
Right. Alter Bridge is not a great band.
They made the Edge theme, which is a banger. They made the Other Edge theme, which is okay, and
Yeah.
nothing else of note.
I mean, they're no Miley Cyrus,
They're
the
no Our
savior
Lady
of rock
Peace,
and
that's
roll.
for
Yeah.
sure.
Well, who is these days?
I randomly heard the not the Chris Benoit theme, but there's a different Our Lady Peace song that came. Now all I can think of when I hear Our Lady Peace is that like weird Cody Rhodes bit where apparently they're his favorite band or something.
Oh,
Just
yeah.
Stone Cold Steve Austin being like, who? Yeah, so but Our Lady Peace is actually kind of good. They only have like three songs I like, but they're not bad.
Well, that's three more than a lot of bands,
That's
so.
true. I either don't know what a band is or don't like their music.
Right.
So
In most cases, so. Yeah, no, for sure. Woo, woo, woo.
I may sound like a hater sometimes, but I do
Yeah.
genuinely like some music.
I don't like music. If music were good, it would be movies.
That's
Oh, wait,
true.
no, that's books.
It's books. If a book was so good, I could watch it instead of reading this shit.
Yeah. Well, like, what the fuck? But you know what was never a book?
What? Star Wars? I guess never mind. That's they made a book after it was a thing, just
Yeah,
because for
Mad
whatever
Max
reason.
Fury Road,
True. Try to
never
make
a
a
book.
Mad Max book.
Exactly.
Make a Quiet
Can't
Place in
fucking
the
do it.
book.
Yeah, exactly. So those are the things that don't, you know. Mad Max Fury Road was never a book, and that's the best movie ever made. So
George Miller knows what
books
he's
suck.
doing.
Yeah, books suck. Movies rule. Fuck reading. I can't read.
That's true. I for like the first time in like a since I was in high school, read like a 300-page book from front to back,
That's
and
boring.
let me
It
tell you,
sucks.
like the
What?
book.
What? Did you do it for a check?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously. I didn't do it because I really loved reading. fucking obviously, I did it because of a woman told me to.
Well, why would you do anything else, I guess?
Exactly. If I'm not being told by an attractive lady to do something, I will not leave my couch.
No, that's a reasonable.
Money or women are the only two reasons I'm leaving my couch, and that there's truly nothing else that can get me to do
Fair enough. One takes the other. But
it. Yeah.
takes it. Oh, take my wife, please. Oh, got him.
Yeah, this is the only
Yeah.
misogyny podcast. That's not true. There is so many misogyny-based podcasts.
I mean,
It's like
it
the
must be about third,
Yeah, I was
or
gonna
at
say
least misogynistic.
it's like the top if you were to like group podcasts but what they're actually about, I would assume most of them have misogyny in them.
Right?
Like
I mean, Bill
90% of
Simmons,
podcasts
Joe
are made by
Rogan.
men, so
Right.
I guess that's not a number that I know of, but I
It
assume
feels like, yeah.
for every like 10 podcasts, nine of them have like a white dude that runs it.
At least one, yeah.
Yeah, so some of them have two, some of them have several, but this one at least has one.
Right. No, for
And
sure.
that's the one thing when I made this podcast, I was just like, yeah, we definitely need more podcasts, and more of them need to be by like mediocre white dudes like myself. So,
Right. You are the mediocrest
I'm
white dude. So,
the
yeah.
blueprint.
Yeah, the Sasha Banks of white guys.
I'm like whatever other white. If you're not above me as like a white dude, then you should just give up, frankly. Makes you think.
It
Liz,
sure does.
are you team Sasha and Naomi or team WWE?
Well, you know me.
Yeah, you're a Vincel.
I'm not a Vince sell. I just think that Sasha makes it difficult to be on her side sometimes.
Don't have like an opinion either way, and
I think I think it's pretty obvious that there's a lot of stuff we don't know.
Yeah.
That is for sure. I mean,
I
for
would also not call myself a Vincel, but there are certain
no.
points. I definitely like WWE, and honestly, Vincel sounds like a weird fucking term. If you
It's so
please, it's
funny, yeah.
WWE Mecca. So please
Right.
don't misquote us. I do like WWE more than I like AEW, and I do obviously
Yeah,
show
overall.
that sometimes in my tweets. Just because it's very funny. It's a lot funnier to hate on AEW. I don't know why, it just is.
Well, people get so mad.
Yeah.
Much madder than they get if you criticize WWE.
Oops.
Overall. They're just the people on Twitter, people who search it out and stuff. If you insult a certain wrestler, I think the amount of vitriol you get is not dissimilar. But
yeah,
if you just insult the company, it's pretty obvious which comes out on top.
It is much easier to like trigger people, air quotes, if you're talking bad about AEW. Most of like my most like interacted with tweets are just me making like the dumbest Kenny Omega joke you could ever fucking imagine.
Right,
and then it's like
he's got bad hair and.
And then there's like 100 people that will retweet it because it's funny. And then there's like a bunch of people who are like legitimately upset and calling you fat in quote tweets. And it's just like, who could possibly care? Like,
that
who
can't matter. Yeah.
Please go touch grass, bro. I am begging.
Right. Seek employment. Seek employment.
Get a job.
For the love of God.
If you have time to tweet, you have time to dig a ditch. Get going.
Right. Time to tweet.
We are in a labor shortage. There's no reason you should be tweeting at me about Kenny Omega right now.
Right.
Or me to be flipping burgers.
Right. The most burgers. World record number.
Yeah,
why aren't you going for the record?
I don't know. I should, theoretically. But, I just don't care.
Burger fucking, yeah, that's fair.
Just don't care.
I mean, caring is stupid. It's 2022. We're in the post-caring
era. Stop having opinions, bro.
Yeah. Just, start some fires. Very satire.
anyways, I hope everyone watches the NASCAR All-Star Race this weekend. If not, there's probably grass to touch and women to talk to.
Right.
So if you're feeling frisky, go about doing that. But otherwise, I hope everyone has a great week. Take it away, Liz.
Wu-Tang forever. Casey Musgraves DM. I would say Dua Lipa DM and Anna Taylor Joy. Let's smoke some weed, baby.
Let's go. All right. This is a big doinky weekends. I hope everyone has a good time. have a good week, Liz.
We'll take forever.